following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Studio A, yeah, that's where we're at. Episode 291 here in production. Here on the Sunday, it is the 8th day of September. Pushing the envelope, huh? Yeah, I got to head to the other studio fairly early today. We got kind of a big show happening over at Radio Memphis for the Booze and Blues. Tonight, Brandon Santini and Jeff Jensen. We initially had Dwayne Burnside and the Mississippi Mafia coming in, but at the last minute they had to cancel. Something had come up and they couldn't make it. So, any rate, what was going to start at 7 is now going to start at its usual time. So if you happen to be catching this program before 8 p.m., you're invited to go tune in at radio-memphis.com for a fantastic show, Tennessee Redemption, with Brandon Santini and Jeff Jensen and the band. So that'll be big. That will be big. Football season is underway. It starts officially today, or it started today. And I don't give a shit. I really don't. There's a lot of people out there that feel the same way I do about it. I know there's a lot of you that are fans of this weird, silly sport, but it's silly. I mean, it's the game has changed so much. When I was a lot younger, it was more smash mouth. It was more intense. It was the hits were a little more vicious for what it was. I mean, not knowing just how dangerous this sport really was, and now it's all softened up so much that it just seems kind of dumb. It just seems sort of pointless. And I know it's an unpopular thought, and we got an unpopular thought coming up here a little bit later on, maybe related to this. I don't know yet, but everybody's getting into the football thing, and that's all well and good if that's your deal. I get asked, what do you think of the Packers this year? I don't know. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I really don't. There's so much politics that surround the NFL that it just makes it, to me, makes it kind of unwatchable. And the game has gotten so incredibly slow. I think the last time I tried to sit down, because my wife loves it. She loves watching this stuff, even though she's not really a fan of any team, really. She just likes watching the game. But when you are trying to sit down and watch an entire game, it's an ordeal. There's a lot of time being invested into this sort of thing. Each game is getting longer and longer. And it's not like the clock has changed. It's still the same thing. What is it I saw that if you run a stopwatch, if you start and stop at every time the ball is in motion, it turns out that the average player is playing, what, about 4 minutes? There's actually about 4 minutes of play per quarter. That's kind of remarkable if you think about it, considering those quarters, what, 15 minutes long, something like that? So 4 minutes out of 15, there's actually some action going on. It's silly to think of it that way. But that's just me. I mean, some of you I know like it. The politics surrounding it has gotten to be kind of silly as well. All the stuff about people that were boycotting because somebody was taking a knee instead of standing for the national anthem and, whatever. It isn't stopping you guys from watching this stuff, I can tell you that. What I have noticed, though, is that there are fewer people that are into NASCAR. That seems legit. I don't know why. Maybe because they've changed the rules on that in that deal so much that it's just not worth watching. Could very well be, I suppose. I don't know. I just work here, man. It was like that when I got here, man. Such as it may be. That's not what we're talking about today, though. It's kind of related. We're talking about being petty. Why are we so petty about this sort of stuff? I don't know. We'll get into it. It's coming up next, up out of the break. You're listening to it right here from Radioland.
Get on the Memphis Brew Bus. Every Saturday at 2 p.m., we'll take a 3.5-hour adventure through the Memphis craft brewery scene. The Memphis Brew Bus stops at 3 local breweries for some special behind-the-scenes tours, talks with the master brewers, and, of course, tasting of their signature brews. While on the bus, you'll hear stories and learn about the history of beer. Plus, you'll get some music from the Radio Memphis Library. Go to memphisbrewbus.com and find them on Facebook. The Memphis Brew Bus. We'll drive you to drink.
Any few minutes poking through social media will uncover certain individuals, you know, I like to say carpet bombing. I got that from somebody I knew, I guess. I didn't come up with it. I don't remember where it came from. But nevertheless, that's the individual who will sit there and they'll post, they'll come on like at a certain time of the day, and then they hit you with all of these self-affirmation things, perhaps pictures of cats, maybe some their points of view on certain things, and it comes across. Because I've heard this used a time or two, it comes across as being somewhat petty. Somebody bitching about something that may or may not be even remotely accurate, or doesn't really matter. But there it is. People do this, and why is this? And is this a new trend? You know, it's not. People are petty because of various reasons. We always think about the small stuff. We're always worried about the little details in life, for whatever reason that may be. And that's all well and good, I suppose. But, you know, the issue here is that it's not new. We've always been this way. I think as part of the human condition goes, I think we've always been kind of petty. And it just seems like we're more so because of social media. That, isn't it weird? It amplifies so much of what people see and feel and think, as inaccurate as it may be. I don't think that these people that post this stuff actually legitimately feel the way that they claim to in social media. I don't know why that is either. Maybe it's because, you know, that's just kind of how people are going to be. I don't necessarily understand why that is. Perhaps it's a need to be, accepted in some sort of societal norm, maybe. I don't know. It's like those people that'll sit there and they'll bitch, whine, and moan about, their lives. Okay, they're having a problem in their lives. They want to vent about it. And they are getting in response some people that are like, "Oh, you go, girl. You take it to the man, man." There are people, though, I think, that revel in their own drama. I think we've all known that. That's unfortunate. People that are content with their own dramatic lives that they tend to lead. You know, I think there's and I do think this. I think there's a lot of people out there, because I know this to be kind of a fact. At least my observation is, I think there's a lot of people out there that are afraid of success, which I've never understood. There's people out there who think that, you know, they go out there and they risk everything they have to try something new, knowing full well that if it becomes anywhere remotely successful, it'll scare the shit out of them. I know this because, in a way, I kind of went through that when I built Radio Memphis, because it wasn't so much this is not going to work. It wasn't so much that as was, oh my God, it does work. Now what? That's what it turned into. Now, I didn't take to social media at the time and go, "Hey, check it out. You know, I'm about to fuck up everything." I didn't want to do that, because I didn't want to be in a position where there I was having to eat crow. You have to be careful in social media. You really do. You have to be very careful out there, because people, although have a relatively short memory about certain things, they do have zero tolerance for bullshit. For the most part, it's like those that sit there and they're the hypocrites, you know. they talk about how religious and pious they may be. That's after the post about, "Hey, it's Friday, let's go get drunk and fucked up, and let's go get laid, and let's go do this and that. We're going to do whatever we're going to do." And or they'll share a poster that has like some really, really subjective language. I'll just leave it at that. And you know, and I cuss a bit over here, but some of the stuff that I see out there is like, wow. You kiss your mother with that mouth, do you? And I'm not, you know, disparaging anybody for being who they are or what they want to do. That's your business. But it is funny to see it all in a big picture, instead of just, you know, point after point after point. Because this is, that's just what that so-and-so says, and that's just where they are. But there's that, I don't know, it's just kind of amusing to me to see how it goes. Something else too about this, and I'll get, you know, and I'll say this, this is probably also an unpopular thought. Those that sit there and they go to Facebook and they ask for prayers, unspoken prayers. I bet you just talked about it. You know, all it is just like attention-seeking behavior. I'm fairly convinced of it. I know some people might not like what I just said there, but you know, whatever. I don't care. Those that sit there and they go, I'm asking for prayers, and then everybody goes, oh, we're praying, we're lifting you up, and then they use the high-five emoji, and which is what it is. It's people misunderstood that. It was supposed to be high-five. It's with the blue sleeves and the two hands coming together. That's a high-five emoji, but the people use it as a prayer emoji, as though they're praying to the Almighty that whatever their situation is, you know, it's like, oh, I need some unspoken prayers. Okay. All right. We're going to pray for Bob. I don't know why, but we're just going to do it. I don't get it. I think quite seriously, I think there's some narcissism that's tied to that. I really do. And I know some of you might be sitting there going, oh, how dare you even talk like that? Why are you even saying that sort of thing? That's just kind of a shitty thing to say because somebody's, you know, maybe hurting or needing some help with something. And, well, fine, go seek help. Go get. If that's the way you're seeking help, nothing's going to get accomplished. Sorry, that's just kind of how that goes. Unpopular as that may be. And is it being petty? Yeah, it's being petty. I'm petty. We're all petty. We've been petty since the dawn of time, since man first crawled out of the trees. This is what we're doing. And who's to say we weren't petty then? I bet there were cave people that sat there and looked around and went, oh, God, you again. Why do you have to keep showing up and beating your rock with the other rock and you don't know what you're doing? You know, there's always that. And I think we've always been that way. I don't think it's ever changed. I don't think it ever will change. But because it seems like we've gotten to be more petty than usual, I don't think that is that. I think the level of pettiness has been where it's at. It's just like I said; it's just been amplified thanks to Facebook. That's just my opinion. It is funny when you go through Facebook and you see some of these really ridiculous things that people are saying or posting or writing about, and you just sit there and shake your head. And sometimes I think some people take it a little too far and they get angry about it. They get angry about seeing the sort of, oh my God, why does Stephanie have to say that sort of stuff? Oh, she's just, look at her. She's just being a drama queen, blah, 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 blah. I made the name up in case, you know, but if the shoe fits, bitch, you know, strap it on. The idea that people are, you know, seeking this sort of attention by whatever means necessary shows the level of pettiness that people will follow. Look, I'm no fan of the president of the United States right now. He's kind of an idiot. I think there's something wrong with him. I think mentally or physically there's something wrong with the guy. That's why I choose not to really make too many jokes about it, because I know that you know, you're not really supposed to make fun of the ill. You know, those that are sick, they can't help it. I do think that's the case there. However, you want to talk about a level of pettiness? This is a man who altered a National Weather Service forecast map days after the event to double down on his theory that Alabama was going to get hit by Dorian. Right now, Dorian is up in Nova Scotia, blowing around up in there, up in those colder waters. It's about to fall apart. It was a horrifying hurricane in the Bahamas. Untold scores of people have had their lives destroyed, all of them down there, and then there's a bunch of people who've lost their lives. But he sat there with that goddamn Sharpie and altered that map to say that Alabama was going to get it, because at one point the National Weather Service had at one point predicted that it might cross the peninsula of Florida and enter the Gulf of Mexico, thus, you know, giving Alabama something. Like that, not that it matters, but he sat there and would not let that go, instead of saying, oops, my bad, I made a mistake. That's a level of pettiness that I will never wrap my head around. I don't understand that. I guess that a lot of that is narcissism, and I think there's a relation to that to a certain extent. I'm not as petty as a lot of other people, but there again, I'm not a narcissist either. I don't give a shit about myself sometimes. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And I think most people are kind of that way. But sitting here and running my mouth about it, I guess sort of makes me, you know, a hypocrite, because am I being petty? Yeah, probably so. Is it a big deal? No, because that's the thing. That's a kind of a test that I like to run about any particular scenario, right? Is this going to matter next week? Is this going to matter a month from now? I've mentioned this before. Is this going to matter 100 years from now? No. Is this going to matter in the next 4 or 5 hours? Probably not. If that's the case, then, you know, then you focus on it. You know, is this going to be an issue by the end of the month? You're damn right it is. So let me focus my attention on it. Let's get something sorted out. Let's get it sorted. Let's get it fixed. Let's do what I have to do. But I think a lot of people don't think like that. I think they're more of the here and the now type of thing. Because it's just a matter of I guess, our level of understanding, our level of how far are we going to take this to get something accomplished before anything really matters. I think that's the issue, really. And, you know, is it going to be something that is going to matter? You know, I like to take it even further than that. Is it going to matter to somebody else? That's something to consider as well. Are these words I'm about to write or say, are they kind? Are they helpful? Are they poisonous? You know, these are the sorts of things that I think are valid questions that people should be asking. I'm just as guilty as the next guy for not really necessarily filtering myself like that. Of course, I don't operate like that either. I kind of know what's what it is and what it isn't that's out there. That's just me. But I don't like to really push those sorts of things. It's not necessary. It's I'm out here for entertainment. I do this for entertainment. More about entertaining me, but that's just how it goes. And be that as it may, if you make people smile, that's a good thing, right? If you make people think, that's a good thing. Of course, it depends on what they're thinking. If they are, you know, if you're making people be pissed off, it depends on what the angle is. And if you feel that there's a certain amount of pettiness over something stupid, then be that as it may. Like I said, I try not to do that. I don't need to do that. I'm here for entertainment. Like I said, that's just how it goes. Hey, am I right or wrong? That's really the bottom line here. Those that don't like it will move on to something else, and that's what happens. And you know, shows like this go up, they go down. There's a ton of podcasts just like this. I'm not out there to try and, you know, save the world or provide some award-winning content. Awards are awards. They really are. My opinion on that is they're a way to make money for the people that are giving out the awards. Because you have to when you submit, you always have to write a check. You have to submit a check with your application. Seems silly, but there again, I'm just sort of being petty now, aren't I?
It's summertime, and Wizards has all your outdoor fun covered. Memphis' number one alternative smoke and vape shop is your CBD headquarters, but they're not just a CBD or smoke shop. Novelty t-shirts, hats, sunglasses, and more. New stuff in the store every day. Woodwick candles, silver jewelry, tapestries and candles, and really cool backflow incense burners. Great deals throughout the store. 1999 Madison Avenue, open 10 to 10, 7 days a week. Online at memphiswizards.com. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to buy smoking-related material.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
So yeah, there's this whole thing about how vinyl is about to outsell CDs for the first time since the 80s. People are kind of making a big deal about that. But look, the reality is simply this. People just aren't buying CDs anymore. And it's not that, you know, vinyl is making some sort of a quote-unquote comeback. There's so many. They're not taking into account all the downloads. That's where it's at. That's where the money is. That's where the magic is. It's the downloads. That's where everybody is trying to get it all sorted out. So yeah, it doesn't shock me in the least that vinyl's gonna. If you compare that, that vinyl's gonna outsell a CD. Of course it is, because people just don't give a shit about CDs anymore. It's becoming passé. It's just sort of a trinket. It's sort of a thing. Vinyl has always been that very traditional, open it up, smell it, take a look at what's going on. But that there it is. It's nothing any more than that.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right, you heard what's coming up next time on the program as we begin to wind it up for the day. Remember, kids. Tonight, if you happen to catch this before 8 p.m. Central Time, at radio-memphis.com, the Booze and Blues will be on the air. Tennessee Redemption will be in studio. If you don't know who that is, that's Brandon Santini and Jeff Jensen and the band. It will be fun. It will be wild. It'll be loud. It'll be great for your Sunday evening if there's nothing for you to watch. Football, whatever. We found that it doesn't even hurt us, the football season, because the people that listen to this show don't give a flying fuck about the NFL. Which leads me to today's unpopular thought. The NFL is a complete and total waste of time. There, I've said it. I'll leave it at that. I gotta run. Y'all be sweet. We'll see you next time. Until then, please take care of yourselves and take care of one another. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other, okay? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.